Were any of you growing impatient with Abraham during that first reading? It's like, come on, Abraham, just get to the point already, right? Well, what about 50? What about 45? What about 30? What about 20? What about 10? Okay, just start with 10, Abraham, right? But yet Abraham continued to say, don't grow impatient with me, God. And guess what? Even though I was impatient, and maybe some of you were impatient with him, God was not impatient with him. Rather, God, our Father, was patient with him. He was tender with him. He listened to him and heard him out as a patient, loving, caring Father. We get a glimpse of God's heart in our first reading today, in his patience and his gentleness with Abraham. We also see his desire to lift up what is good, to put up with things that are bad, but to really support and really uplift that which is good. Even if there's just a small fraction of goodness, God sees great beauty in that, great value in that, great worth in that. And the Lord has great care for us, as he has great care for Abraham and those who are striving to follow him, those who are seeking holiness in ancient Israel. And so in our gospel today, Jesus builds on that personhood of God himself. He helps us to realize that God is a Father. And not just a Father, our Father. Father, hallowed be your name. So first he starts with a personal reference, personal pronoun, Father. That he is with us. That he loves us. That he is ours, we are his. He's not some distant being again, but he's close. He's personal. He's patient. He's kind. And he begins with, hallowed be thy name. It shows us that we are to give reverence, respect, and worship to God. That when we come to God, first of all, we shouldn't be bringing all of our frustrations or anger at him, but say, first of all, try to show some respect, right? Praise God. Like when you have a conversation with another person, if you start out by ridiculing them, what are they going to do? They're probably going to back away, right? And God is a personal God. And so when we come to him, we show him respect, show him reverence. Hallowed be thy name. And then we ask him what we need, our daily bread. Of course, there's some Eucharistic connotations in there. The bread of life is in there. Because we need Jesus. We need God's grace in our lives in order to live in accordance with him, in order to not grow impatient, in order to be persevering in holiness, in order to persist on the road to heaven. We need God's help, and so we pray for that. My brothers and sisters, last week when we talked about invitation, that the theme this year is inviting in. And we see this today in our gospel today, that Jesus invites us in to relationship with God as the personal God, as a loving God, as a personable, approachable God. Jesus invites us in to that relationship. And so we're invited in and to take that step, to encounter God's goodness, to encounter God's love, to be transformed by him, and to be made fully alive and given joy, given hope, given perseverance, even in the sufferings and challenges we all face. We're invited in to relationship with God. So God himself, our Father in heaven, is invitational. So he invites us in. And what does his invitation do for us? It makes us be inviting as well. Inviting others into relationship with ourselves, inviting others into relationship with God himself. Building on that personableness of God. Realizing that God desires a relationship with us. God desires a relationship with others as well. And so we need to be invitational, right? That's why as a parish, we have our greeters. We have people welcoming. We have the leaflets to help you enter more fully into your relationship with God during the Mass. We as parishioners, too, need to be inviting to others, greeting others with a smile. When somebody comes in a little bit late to Mass, you welcome them into the pew, right? We can strive to respond to that invitation of God as well, doing our best to make it to Mass on time, trying to be responsive to the whole invitation that God gives us for the whole Mass, not just for part of the Mass. We can do our best to pay attention during the whole Mass as well, striving to be present to the Lord while we're here. Yes, we get distracted at times, whatever it is. Maybe it's because the homily's boring, right? But we get distracted. And so it's hard to stay present at times. But we do our best to stay in the presence of our loving Father, of our God who speaks to us at every Mass. Maybe it's a word in the Scriptures. Maybe it's a word in the homily. Maybe it's a word in the Eucharistic prayer. But listen attentively to the prayers to enter more fully into the relationship with God Himself. For God is guiding His church. God is guiding us with the Holy Spirit as Jesus promised us in our gospel today. He leads us with the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit that guides us in our prayers at Mass. In the words we say, in the words we hear, in the words we listen to, the Holy Spirit is moving. He's inviting you more fully into relationship. He's inviting you more fully to trust. He's inviting you more fully to love. This day, as we approach God as our Father at this Eucharistic table, ask the Lord to enlighten your mind, to see areas where you need to respond to that invitation more wholeheartedly, but also maybe areas where you can invite others to be more present in their relationship with God and to grow in their relationship with our loving Father. Remember, God is patient. Even though we grow impatient with others, God is patient and gentle with us. He's waiting for us. He's supporting us. He's leading us as He led Abraham as well.